speed camera debate ramps up. When a Honda sped along the beltway at 67 miles per hour, 12 miles per hour over the speed limit, in a construction zone near midnight, a state-sponsored camera caught the moment, including its license plate number. The result was a $40 citation, ticket, from the Maryland Department of Transportation to the Honda owner. It was one of more than 2.3 million tickets the state has issued since 2010. When officials began using automated cameras to help identify drivers speeding through highway work areas. Nationally, 139 communities have speed camera programs, up from 100 in 2010. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says, but only three states, Maryland, Illinois, and Oregon, use the automated enforcement to nab speeders who zip past highway construction activity. Maryland is the most aggressive in its use of work zone speed cameras, based on ticket volume, and state officials say the cameras are effective. The proportion of vehicles speeding past cameras dropped from 1% in 2013 to 0.5% in 2015, and the 343,482 tickets issued last fiscal year marked a 39% decrease from 2011. Yet in recent years, the state has had an uptick in both work zone crashes and deaths, records show. Now, Pennsylvania lawmakers are considering a measure to create a highway work zone speed enforcement program based on Maryland's. The measure has drawn bipartisan support in the state Senate and the backing of Democratic Governor Tom Wolf. Its proposal comes amid a long-running debate in State House about the U.S. over pros and cons of speed cameras, which photograph the license plate of a speeding car clocked by radar or other technology. Speed camera supporters point to the safety benefits reflected in some studies and say high-visibility signs warn drivers to slow down. Opponents often portray them as money grabs. The last thing you want any of these programs to be is a gotcha program, said Jonathan Atkins, executive director of the Governs Highway Safety Association, which backs expanded use of the cameras. He says perceptions that the primary aim is to raise revenue by surprising drivers help explain why lawmakers in more than a dozen states have banned speed cameras outright or with narrow exceptions. John Bowman, vice president of the Anti-Speed Camera National Motors Association, said car owners don't usually get a citation, speeding ticket, until weeks after the incident, making a legal defense difficult. He also cited reliability concerns, including revelations that Baltimore's now-dormant speed camera program fined some motorists who weren't speeding and, in one case, issued a speeding ticket for a car stopped at a red light. Although Maryland work zone crashes fell after its camera program began, there's nothing to say that those rates wouldn't have been going down anyway, given gains in U.S. highway safety nationwide, he said. In Portland, Oregon, where the state's work zone enforcement largely occurs, police purposely limit its use, said Sergeant David Abrahamson, who oversees the photographs enforcement unit. Why do we want to go out and deploy in a work zone just because we can, and if it's going to be perceived that it's a revenue maker, he said. Oregon law requires the department to poll the public every 2 years to gauge resident support of the program, he said, helping ensure we're not policing for profit. Initial results of this year's survey show more than 60% of respondents back the use of speed cameras, Sergeant Abrahamson said. Illinois has sent out just under 4,000 automated work zone tickets over the past 4 years, none last year. The Department of Transportation has reduced emphasis on speed cameras and focused more on marked police vehicles, said spokeswoman Gianna Ergal. High visible police presence in work zones reminds the public to slow down and more over for workers, she said in an email. With this approach, troopers can also respond more quickly to emergency situations and focus their efforts on infractions other than just speeding. The Pennsylvania bill's chief sponsor, Republican State Senator David Argel, said the revenue isn't the goal. We're looking to save lives, he said. In 2014, the state had 26 work zone deaths, the most since 2007, but fewer than in the mid-2000s. Federal data show. The number of work zone crashes last year rose to 1,935 from 1,848 in 2014, the state says. The Pennsylvania fines would be $100, and as in Maryland, no points would go on a violator's driving record. Unlike in Maryland, enforcement could occur only when workers were next to the active travel lane. Support for the bill came from Mike Hawbaker, an owner of Northeast Prestress Products, LLC, which make concrete prestress bridge beams. Mr. Harbaker said speed cameras will make conditions safer for his workers on job sites by giving drivers an incentive to slow down. This is probably the first thing that can start to affect this behavior, he said. Overall, work zone crashes tended to lower in Maryland after the speeding camera program began, averaging 1,638 a year from 2010 to 2014, compared with 2,201 from 2005 to 2009, state figures show. Work zone deaths fell by 38% to an average of 7.2 in that span, compared with the prior 5 years, according to federal data collected by the National Work Zone Safety Information Clearinghouse. Nationally, work zone deaths declined by 29%. Figures count workers, drivers, and passengers. Yet highway crash and fatality rates across the U.S. have fallen over time without camera enforcement, a trend safety experts attribute partly to better vehicle design. Federal figures for 2015 aren't available. In 2013 and 14, Maryland had more work zone crashes and fatalities than in prior years, even though the speed cameras were then in place. State officials blamed the upsurge on the increased highway traffic, as well as a new wave of highway construction projects. Last year's figures aren't available. Dave Coyne, Maryland's deputy state highway administrator, said the uptick doesn't weaken the logic for using speed cameras. How many additional crashes in the work zones do we avoid or eliminate by having the program? Mr. Coyne said the speed cameras are just one tool that officials are also looking into other methods, such as intrusion alarms, which sound a warning to construction workers when a car leaves the road. Of the $82 million Maryland has collected in work zone speed camera fines since 2010, roughly one-third has gone to its vendor, a unit of Xerox Corp. The net revenue, about $45 million so far, goes towards state police trooper salaries, patrol vehicles, and equipment.